Come on up. Have a seat. Who's that, Abby? Anybody having fun in church this morning? Me too. I'll tell you what, if you can't have fun in church on a day like this, I don't know if I can help you. I'm just going to explain this story that we had from the gospel really quickly, and then we're going to bless these animals. But I think it deserves a little explanation because it's kind of confusing, and it seems like it's a bit of a hard story for us. So we heard that story about a king inviting people to a party, a wedding party, right? Did y'all hear that? No, you didn't hear that because you weren't listening like I wasn't. We were listening to the barking dogs. So anyway, we have this story about a king, and the king's throwing a big wedding feast, and he sends out his messengers to invite all his nearest and dearest friends, and what do they say?
No.
No, that's right. Say, no, no, thank you, mister. We're going to stay here and do our own things. So, and then what happens? Then they mistreat his servants. And then he's like, man, that's not cool. So he tells his servants, he's like, okay, if they're not going to come, go out and invite everyone else. Invite everyone to this party. And what happens?
Yes.
They all come. That's right. Everyone comes. And then what happens? Do you remember?
No.
So there's this guy and he's not wearing a tie. It's true. And the king gets a little upset. Yeah, it's true. So I'm just going to tell you the point of this story. Who's the king in this story? Who's the king represent? Teddy? No. No, not Moses. God, right? The king is God. Yep. And who are the people who come to the party?
Us.
Us, right? So God's inviting us to a big party, right? Yep. But we should wear a tie, right?
Yeah.
Not really. So the point that he's trying to make here is that you should not just come to the party. Don't just show up and only eat cake and ice cream. Show up and eat cake and ice cream and make sure that everyone gets a piece of cake and some ice cream too. Don't just show up, but show up ready to party. Right? God likes to party, and God wants us to party with God. Right? Does that make sense? How do you party with God? You dance, you could dance. You could pray, right? What else? What else?
You could bring a dog.
You could bring a dog.
You could get like a dance party.
You could do a dance party.
Balloons.
How else? You could do the hokey pokey. There are some other ways that we party with God too, that we do in this church that are really important. One of the first ways that we partied with God in this church over 100 years ago, do you know what it was? Do you know what we did? We built a hospital. Awesome, right? Has anybody here ever been to the hospital here in Jackson? Yeah? What's the name of that hospital again? I can't remember. Oh, St. John's. That's right. Huh. Why do you think it's named St. John's?
Because this church.
Yeah, because the people who've been coming to this church have been committed to partying with God in the way that God wants to party for over 100 years. Now on Saturday, there are going to be a lot of people from 9 to 4:30 out at the Habitat for Humanity build site. They're going to be... Did that dog just sneeze all over your cupcake? Yeah. So what do? We make library snacks. We help the food pantry. We support 122. What else? We serve people food nicely, people who are hungry. Everybody can have communion here, whoever wants. We also bring dog food for the food pantry, right? Because they're not just hungry people here in Jackson, they're also hungry animals, right? Yeah, what's up? One more?
I go there sometimes.
You go where? Here?
No, I go in that room. Like,
yeah? That's great, bud. Are there any other ways that we might help God, how we might party with God? Yeah, Abby, what's up?
We have a lot of community service.
So the way that we fully participate in the party that God throws is by serving each other and serving people in need. And we've been doing that here at St. John's Episcopal Church for over 100 years. What do you call 100 years?
A century.
A century, that's right. For over a century, St. John's Episcopal Church has been partying with God. Awesome. Another way that we're going to do that is we're going to bless all these animals in this room who have miraculously stayed sort of quiet for the last 4 minutes. And when we do that, Brian and I are going to come up here, and Brian's going to be over here, and I'm going to be over here. And here's what I want you to know. If any of you brought snakes, snakes should be on this side of the church. On Brian's side of the church. But if any of you brought jackalopes, jackalopes go on this side of the church. On my side of the church. Okay? Chameleon? Brian's side. Yeah. Brian loves chameleons, I'm sure of it. Puppies on my side, right? Okay, go back to your pews and then get ready to come up and bring those animals. Thanks, everybody.